This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, that's
my second marker. That's right, yeah. Okay, V'tovin. Kol Echad Min HaChachomim Hoisiv Maila. So we learned over here the different dargis and the different inyanim. Each one of them is explaining why Torah Lishma makes Rea, makes Chibur, v'chulu. Each one is upping one. And that's also the normal mahalach in the Mishnah is zu afzu, not loy zu afzu. Lekach koma kolech loshen af, mashmedaba ish lokish mekara segula, u yesa lekara. The rishon lo yoda rak shateri kisha koloilam, the rav hoisa shateri seid koloilam, lefikoma kilobona palta shamayla mata, rev yechanan hoisiv kadia teira hoilam utahas agadish baruchu, vidovaza yosem maila vikiva shemisbarach. Vishlaks hoisiv shemikarav segula, shmoitso mishusa umis is davik for yisbarach, vizua maila isal yoina, shazito lishma mis ala lamala lamala vavaza hate. Upiris of baruchal misha mavin dirichachamim. So I'm not sure if he means something specific. Hartman says that it just means that you go Malam Mekodesh. I don't know. I would assume that there's something more to it. I would assume that it's Keneged. If it's four items, then it's Keneged the letters of Shem Hashem going in order, either ascending or descending order. Not sure. Vinez Bar. Kimishayzik B'ter L'shmo U'mechab Al Yerim Tachtoyne. V'zeh Shenema B'kad Reya V'ohuv. V'oma Nikra Reya V'ohuv Stam. So, it says it's called a Rea and Ohuv, means that it's Bechefza a Chibur, and it's the same reason, like some people that is very good in Benom Chaver, is very good in Benom Lamokim, each one is coming from a different angle. Over here, the Ben Adam Lamokim, the Ben Adam Lechaveroi, are coming from the same Sheirish. And therefore he's a person who is a rean of be'etzim. V'meishotze leima shirea l'mokra b'riyas ka'omer shikarea v'av stam, u'bameh sh'omer shikarea v'av stam nichava ze l'mokra b'riyas. Avlai tza oyhev, en shayach leima shenikra oyhev, ke'acherim k'ren la'ashem, v'ksh'acherim oyavim v'koyin oysay ohuv, oy shenikra etzom rea, nichava ze l'mokra b'riyas. So the word ohuv is a passive term. He's an ohuv lamala nechmat lamata. Ohuv would be a description of a person, and then you could be koil both elyon and tachtin in one chadamach. That's a certain type of person. That he's a friendly person. He's a drawing person. He draws people in. Aval etzel oyhev. Einachem call it oyev. Oyev is a title on the person's pu'ula. Lachain in lichul oyev is a mokum oyev is a brias. Vizeshama oyev, what's a fashion favorite oyev is a mokum oyev is a brias. So when you say ohuv and rea, you're talking about the person, some metzias in the person himself, that he draws a kesha. Oyev is a pu'ula that he does, so each pu'ula is separate. Ukva is baya, hefresh yeish, bain, rea. Le ben of the rea, he says. Kishneim shayachem b'mish oizher l'shma ke'akir v'shayach shetol Hashem isparch v'cholanim tzoim yeshem shayach zishidav la'tera v'lekach mish oizher b'ter l'shma nikra l'makom v'yach l'shma. So it's pachas yisur what we spoke till now. Mitzav kishu shel avish shoyzer b'tera nikra ohov v'oyev v'samakom. Okay, next v'ama k'umesameir samakom mesameir tabrias. So the first darga of Av and Reus are all describing Ksharim. Now Mesameach is a new inyan. V'omar ku Mesameach samokom Mesameach sabriyos. Opiris davazer ki asimcha mitzad aflemus. V'davazer be'ana mikam mekoymos. So what is the regish of simcha? When does a person feel simcha? It's the word oneg. is a pleasurable feeling. Oneg can cover anything. Simcha is a very particular one. A person can say, I'm misaneg on this piece of fish, and I can say, I'm misaneg on your chavashaft. I have an oneg from the fact from that I'm marrying off a child. Those are all in yanim that I can, they're a type of oneg. Simcha is more specific. I can say, I'm very happy marrying off a child. To say that I'm besimcha because I ate this piece of meat requires a certain type of bal nefesh to say. We don't, you have to be American to say that. So what's the pshat? Where is simcha and where is einik? So a difference lies like this. Anything that creates a feeling of pleasure in me is einik. It has no indication whatsoever that it's mashlemi in any way. It could be yesek and natal dummy. I don't need to eat this thing. I'm you know, but it gives me pleasure. This person's chevershaft is very nice, and it gives me pleasure. But that's it. Simcha is miyuchad to when a person achieves his mitzias. Whenever a person attains something that he feels is a shlomus of his mitzias, lamashal, when a person gets money from some unexpected place, so we say he's very happy, but really it's a form of oinek. It's very nice. I got a windfall in business. When a person sees himself as a businessman and he works hard to complete a deal, and the deal works, that getter is simcha because I feel that this is my mitzias, and anything that's mashed to my mitzias breeds simcha. So the feeling of simcha works in the oifin of ashram person. Having a child is a zman of simcha, and getting married. Those are the two zmanim of simcha in a person's life. And the part in that simcha is because he dehares that something that he needed to be mashlim his tzura, he attained. So a wife, the fact that she's the kachem imenu, a child, those are in yonim that a person feels mashlim him, and that's where you have the sense of simcha. And that's why a simchas mitzvah is so important, such an important chelik and mitzvahs. It's because the only way a person really has a simcha in doing a mitzvah is if he dehares that the mitzvah is a certain shleimus of the person. So if I do a mitzvah stam because, you know, I did a mitzvah, so the person doesn't have that type of, the person doesn't have simcha. You know, it's a thing I did, so I have to do it. I did it. I get schar, so I'm pleased I did it. Simcha means I deherd that my mitzias is tali in this inyan, in this in ruchnias, this inyan, and the mela, since I've done it, I now am besimcha. So when a person does mitzvahs besimcha, there's a simcha satukha, the person deherds him is deherring that the mitzvahs are his bonashdama. But Omer, misameach at samos yatsu, mishav a simcha mitzara shleimus. The opposite of simcha is when a person lost something. So simcha and evil are there on these two, on this nekuda of something being mashed on a person, versus this So the same thing when a person is sameach and learning, it's because a person feels that his peace and havana that we're talking about is something which is mashing the person, and in a certain sense, this is much deeper than a simcha of a mitzvah. The reason is because the simcha of a mitzvah doesn't really include an element that I integrate myself. It's a general sense of having the kaima mitzvah as being a dava toiv, a dava chashev, in this world for chen hala. But Torah is something that I make my mitzvahs. Torah is something that I dehair as my famous, and therefore, when a person has that simcha, in learning in Torah, it's shayach more, much more than anything else. I was missing the idea, and now I the lashon of Gemara Menachos that everybody knows because of the song of the thing that they sing the Gemara Menachos says that he asked him in the morning, he didn't remember at night, and finally he remembered it. Chaviva Torah al-Londeha. He said it was, I had an Aveda and now it's returned to me. So that is, I knew that there was a Machlaikis here. I didn't remember who was Chaylik. And now that it was returned to me, it's now, and it was the Simcha because he had a hashlama for something that was missing. Ubeteres hashlama sakol v'kash nimtzoyim b'shleimus nema yismach Hashem b'masov shem shleimim lefika ha'isik b'teir l'shma m'sameach samokim ki'en l'chom mida yisim izeh shishleimus ha'nimtzoyim kima l'idei ha'teira lefika m'sameach samokim ubezeh ba'asim m'sameach ha'sabriyos mitzara shleimus shaboy. So it's very interesting. He says, "Is mesameach the brius because of his own shleimus?" The question is really, what does that mean? I'm not sure. You know, the fact that he's sameach because he had a certain shleimus of himself. How does that affect the other brius? So he says, "My yichshel ma'inyan el brius shel sabrius." He was a kashka manor kater shem's kol oilam lefik roim yishai se beter shem mesameach sabrius. So there's a general sense in the tzibur that if somebody is a Talmud Chacham, it's kilu, the entire tzibur has this chelik of Torah as part of its lap. There's somebody that you can ask dizinyanim, and he knows it. So the whole tzibur feels that it's all part of it. That's basically what he says over here. I remember my Rebbe Reb Nachum Zvayner Bracha was. Besides the fact that he was incredible lamed and everything, he also had a mishunidika sense of emes and lack of possessiveness in his learning. He said anyone can say over anything they want from his name. It's not his. It's emes because it's emes, and the meila is no shaykhus to him. He was extremely, extremely, incredibly, open. The main thing is to have good right pshat. So, if you feel what I said is right, you take it. Vakasha, that was his attitude. That's him. Demis. He said a shmuz once. It was when after Chaim was nifta for a year or two, they didn't have any kavurik shmuzin. So Reb Nachum, they would bring in all sorts of random people, say shmuzin at random times. It's kind of just to sort of fill some gaps until they were able to decide what they wanted. So it was before Shavuos, Reb Nachum spoke, the figure of Nachum for Torah and this and that, so we'll speak. So he spoke, and it was pushed unbelievable. He said, it says that why were the Talmidim and Kiva killed? Because they're not going to cover Zebazet. Why not? Because it was Indian of Kinnah, that's where it's understood that because of the Kinnah. He said, we today don't understand the Pshatnet. If somebody else says good, adrabe, I'm as happy as he is because now I know pshat. So why would I be jealous? But if Chazal said so I say idus. It was like I remember sitting next to somebody. I was looking at him, and Nachum had no, he was not an orator by any stretch of the imagination. He had no way of, he didn't say things that were there for the effect or whatever it is. He spoke. He had no shaykh. And that was by him. It was incredible. It was like, wow, this is where he's holding. So maybe they had such people around, and that's why it's called Mesamech Sabrias. I don't know. It's V'omar v'avoshta anova, dovezer be'ana b'kame koymes lemala, ki anova mido mail nevdelis. So the reason the special shaykhs of Elohim Torah to anova is because anova is something that's mufka from mitzias of this world. Be'efek ze gasus ruo shemira shaykhs amishu chamri. So when a person takes divrei ruach, he takes inyanim of ruchnius, and he tries to turn it into kavod, into a sense of self. So this shtickel Torah I'm patting myself in the back with. So the person is going the other direction, and the person is making it into a davar chamri. The Rambam speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu being dovered and kulin the Meishalom. That's why he couldn't be dovered in Isha. So Moshe was the most mufka from any sheikhs to Chaima. The Meili was sheikh to Nova. So I guess he's medayikin from the fact that it says tikor al shmecha. The tikor al shmecha means not well because it's such an honor if we're going to be mechabed you and do so much and give you so much kavod. That's what it sounds like in a very superficial reading. It's means that it's possible to call this on your name because you ki'ilu don't exist. If a person has an employee that I'm a little bit wary about how much power he wants to take for himself, so I'm not going to tell people, well, if you want money, just ask Yanko. He gives out the money. I'd be very wary of saying that because Yanko might think it's his money. He might give the impression it's his money. And it's not true. It's not Yanko's money. But let's say I have Yanko who's a Gabay Neman. He never does anything without asking me. And it's kolkuloi a Neman. So I have no problem saying it's Yanko's money. Yanko gives it out and so on. It's Yankel's money because Yankel is my shliach. Yankel is kol kuli me. There's no self over there. So hoyel me'atasar tikor al shmecha. How can you say teres Moshe? I mean, how can you take Torah and make it no matter how chashuv and big the person is? How can you give Torah and say it's his? The answer is it's not machmas chashivas per se of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe is a Safer Rabba. He's Sach HaKoel. There's no Atzmius, so he's coolly giving over. He's coolly giving over the Rebbein Shem Teres. So that's the only way he could have called him Teres Moshe. And it also means if it's called Teres Moshe, it's not just the secretary happened to write it. It means it's Kol Kuli Kolul in Atzmoisav in Ishmosav Moshe. The kach be'atzma atoyer mevil de anova, shem shnei dvarim tluim zeh bezeh, atoyer be'anova v'anov be'toyer. Ubenesiv anova yisbar oydov zeh barichus, eich bal anova b'yoysim mikol amidus, umesuluk menachomri, yilzem v'u gamkin l'mala gamkin. So the metzias of gas ruach is always, when I take something ruchni, especially sichlius, And I turn it into a davar shel yesh, and mamashes, that becomes a tremendous avla because I'm taking the very nekuda that's supposed to be ruchnias and turning it into some physical thing. Okay, va'oma v'yira. What's a loyim shirei shemayim? That one of the things is yirei shemayim. Bring Eitzel ein Bur Yerichet Lamarz Chassid. Shayir Bachachme Shedram Nitl Zabaze, Vetsa Chachme Yayir, Vetsa Yerah Chachma, and Yifadvon Shemvon in Kaila. So he spoke over there and he spoke about the fact that Yer and Chachma come together. The let's just give some brief understanding. The Chochmah means, in the sense of Chochmah of Torah, means the deher of something outside of me. In other words, a person is not a Chochm, deheres himself, who he is, what he is, and so on. If I tell him that there's a big God out there, this and that, I could deher it in a year or so, inishtekaifin, but I years of Remus wouldn't be shaykh to me because I don't understand what it is. So if somebody comes and tells me that this person is the world's greatest pianist, say that, very nice, say that, fine. Do I sit be'im of you? I don't, because it doesn't mean anything to me. It means it plays piano very well and everybody likes it. It doesn't mean anything to me. When I deher, so somebody in my field that where this means something to me. So this person, I deher his godless, that makes me in awe. So yira means depreciation and understanding of the chshivas of something. Chochma is the ability to deher the other thing. So ein bur yerichet means if a person doesn't get it, doesn't understand the raimimus of something, there's no way I could have a year's raimimus. One is not shaykh without the other. So if someone comes and tells me this person is a tremendous Talmud Chacham, if I'm not a Talmud Chacham, I don't understand what that means, what the goddess is, so I'm not very nice. I'd say it's very nice. Or also you have the year's raimimus, so you say this person's paid this, are terrible, and if he gets upset, Rahman al-Itzlan, what could happen? So there's a yira for that. But the yira Seremus requires that the person understand and deher it. And the flip side is also true. Unless I deher the godless of something, there's no way I can get chachma from it. My desire to shtel tzu to something, somebody, and listen and gain chachma is only shaykh of avarocha for the person. Because man of shaykh, the person tells me things that I know and understand, I gain no chachma from it. If a person tells me something that I don't quite understand yet, and I need to much as if to understand, meaning acquiring new chachma, I'll only do it if that person, if I feel that that person is roilaka. If I really think that this person is a tremendous chacham, and he's much better than me, much bigger than me, then I'll strain myself to understand it. So Yir and Chachma, both of them, Chachma is sort of a mahalach to something. Yir is a description of where the Chachma is coming from, and both of them come together. The Yira is the Chachma is the road that leads to the Yira, and without, if I don't understand that the road is to Yira, if I don't understand the chshivas of where it's going to, I'm not going to travel the road either. Nobody's going to travel a road to a place that is not machshiv. So and the Maral says that when he speaks in all those conundrums of the Yira and Chachma, Chachma Yirim, the Eretz and Torah, the Eretz and Cheretz, and so on, the Maral says one of them is the mahalach to get there, one of them is the destination. For me to travel, I need two things. I need to have a place that I want to get to, and I need to have a road to travel there. So all those pairs in the Mishnah that says without this, without this, without this, without this, they're all around the same nekuda. One is the destination, and one is the chetimtz. Okay, we'll hold it here. The same.
What? I had to ask before when we said that simcha.
Yeah.
If when someone's mesamech someone else, is one mesamech that person because he has shlemus, or mesamech him in order for him to get the shlemus? Is it a different type of simcha than the simcha of himself?
No, a parshas Umar. So let's take a chasen kala, where it's a mitzvah to be sameach them. I think it's because you help them to hear the shleimus. You help them to hear the mile of it. In other words, if a chasen kala would be totally ignored, nobody says anything. You know, when I make them aware and I say, "Wow, this is the chasen kala," and so on. So there's a certain sense of being madgishit, and since the avodah of this particular thing is simcha, I'm being madgishit and I'm bringing it out. I think that that's the pshat nit, mim samech. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Okay. Cool.